So how different is this for you coming in this year compared to last year?
We knew he was coming in today. You know, it was a lot of uncertainty last year with the lockout and everything. And, fortunately we got all that stuff handled, and everybody knows what they're doing. And it's great, you know, to get back here and be around our teammates and be back here at the facility and everything.
So when Fox told you guys to get in the best shape of your life when you guys left here in July, or make sure that you were in your best shape when you came in here, what did you do between June 15th and today?
I did a lot of like yoga type stuff. I was down in Miami with Jason Pierre-Paul, and that was the advice he gave me. He said it was a long season, and he wanted to get like the tendons and stuff. So that's what I did. I really didn't do a lot of weight training. I just did yoga with him, and hopefully I can have a tight season that he had last year.
What's your favorite pose?
I think it's a downward facing dog. I think that's it.
Von, this time last year there was a lot of speculation that because guys had not met with teams, rookies had not met even with their coaches, that there were going to be a lot of slow starts. But if you look at it, the rookie year, it was one of the best rookie years on record. Any theories of why guys were so prepared?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you had guys like Cam Newton. I mean, there's has never been like a quarterback like Cam Newton, Marcell Darius, Alden Smith, all those guys. I think the stars aligned right, and we had a great year. I think we can top that this year, having OTAs and being with the team and playbooks and having all that stuff, and hopefully we can do a lot better than what we did last year.
The expectations were high for you coming in as the number two pick, but then you get defensive rookie of the year, you're going to the Pro Bowl. Are the expectations higher outside, or the expectations you put on yourself, are they higher this year?
I mean, I think I'm my biggest critic, and I'm going to try to do a lot better than what I did last year. Hopefully I can cut down on all the mental errors that I had last year, the mental mistakes, and just start to be the player that I know I can be, that the organization brought me in to be, that my teammates know I can be, and the fans know I can be. And I'm just going to take it one day at a time like I did last year, what I've been doing, my whole career, and hopefully I can get it done.
Yeah, it's something you talked to us about, at the start of the offseason, that you wanted to cut down on all the mental mistakes. How did it go for you in the spring in terms of coaches getting on you, Coach Smith getting on you, and just eliminating some of those mental mistakes?
I mean, Coach Smith, he's going to get on me if I do it right. And so, I'm fortunate to have a coach like that, who cares so much, about me. And that was one of the biggest, factors, me having all that success. And I got him back this year. So, hopefully we can do the same thing we did last year, do it a lot better. And, hopefully we can get it done.
You guys are going to be without DJ for a few weeks at the start of the season. Now fans are concerned that Elvis might also have to miss some time because of his off-the-field issues. Are you concerned that your pass rushing mate might be affected or sidelined for a month or so?
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. All I can do is just, be the best player I could possibly be. And, we were out Elvis, for a little bit at the beginning of the season. I was able to, have some success. And, hopefully, it's Batman and Robin. I need him out there, but if worse comes to worse and we're out on, I gotta take care of what I can take care of. We'll get him back, at the heat of the season, and hopefully we can still get it done.
He said he talked to the team once he was here, or talked to some of the teammates. Did he have to say anything to you about kind of what happened, or apologize, or anything like that?
Well, he's gonna be my big brother regardless. I wasn't really worried about that. All I can do is be Von, to Elvis. All that stuff, it was unfortunate that it happened, but all I can possibly be is just Von, be the same Von that I possibly can be. I don't even ask about any of that stuff. I'm sure there's a lot of people asking about that stuff. It's already, a burden, in his life right now. I don't want to, contribute to any of that. I just want to be Von. I want to, laugh and, lift his spirits a little bit and not even worry about any of that stuff. I'm just going to be Von.
How do you think this camp's going to be different with Jack Del Rio running the defense than what you guys went through last year?
We had a fiery coach last year with Coach Allen, and our Coach Del Rio, he's a little bit laid back, but, it's still going to be tough. That's what camp is supposed to be. It's supposed to be tough, gruesome, and it's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be hot enough to wield this team and to make this team into the team that we needed to be during the season.
Your job most time is to get to the quarterback. obviously you don't want to hit your own quarterback, but when that quarterback's Peyton Manning, how much do you have to throttle back when you get, you know, near him? I know you haven't really gone full go yet, but once Saturday rolls around and you're coming off a block and then it's Peyton Manning, I mean, do you just...
I mean, I'm not this whole time he's been out there, I don't even look at, you know, Peyton Manning. I'm trying to beat Orlando. I'm trying to beat Ryan Clady. You know, those are the guys that I'm worried about. And, you know, we all know what we have back then, the investment that we made and, you know, in Peyton Manning. I don't want to, you know, be that guy. So I don't even worry about, you know, worry about Peyton Manning. I'm trying to beat Orlando Franklin and Ryan Clady every day, every chance I get.
How is Jack Del Rio laid back? Because that's not necessarily a face that we see. How is he more laid back?
I think he has more insight to what we go through, and you know, because he was a player also, and you know, it might not be laid back to, you know, to the outside world, but to us, you know, he understands what we go through. He was a player himself, and you know, it's kind of like a relationship, and he gets it. He knows what we go through, and you know, he doesn't, you know, add to any of that stuff. So you know, he's a great coach. You know, he's gonna put us in a lot of situations to be a successful defense this year, and you know, hopefully we can get it done.
Does going up against a Peyton Manning run offense, you talked about cutting down on the mental mistakes, does that make you sharper going up against that kind of offense every day, or will it make you sharper?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, Peyton Manning, he's putting the ball in all the right spots. You know, if we're doing it wrong, you're going to be able to see it, you know, with him out there. You know, he's looking like Peyton Manning to me. And, you know, just having, you know, a Hall of Fame player on the other side of the ball, we already got one on defense. Hall of Fame player on the other side of the ball, it's going to make us better as a team, not let alone the defense.
Vaughn, what is the goal this year? You guys, as a group, sat down and talked about where you want to be?
No, we haven't, but I think we all kind of know. You know, we want to, you know, be the best team we could possibly be. We got a lot of players in all the right spots this year. We got Derek Wolfe, Tracy Porter. We picked up a lot of talented guys this offseason. You know, our team on paper is looking pretty good, and we just want to be the best team we could possibly be, taking one day at a time, one game at a time. Out here 2 days, one game at a time. And, you know, hopefully we can get it done, and hopefully we can, you know, give Denver fans something to be proud about at the end of the season. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that might be. But I know if we play to the best of our abilities, you know, we have a lot of moments here at Sports Authority Field for everybody to be happy about.
Vaughn, what do you think is your biggest challenge as a defense this year?
Just getting the ball back to Peyton Manning, you know, and getting the ball back to our offense. We got a lot of weapons on offense. You know, Egg Decker, Demaryius Thomas, you know, Peyton Manning, Willis McGahee. We got a lot of guys over there. If you can get in the ball, they can do something with it. And you know, that's going to be our biggest challenge, is getting the ball back to them more times. And we got it to them last year. You know, get a lot of turnovers and just get the ball to them. And if we get the ball to them, we know they'll be able to be successful with it.
When you're doing yoga with Jason, were you picking his brain for pass rush moves? Were you picking your brain for moves?
I mean, I try not to be that guy. You know, I just try to be around those guys, and you know, I watch them just like, you know, they watch me. I was able to be, you know, around DeMarcus Ware a little bit. You know, I don't, you know, when you're around those guys, this stuff just comes out. You know, you don't have to force that, or ask them, what do you do in this situation, or what do you do that. It just happens, you know. And you know, being around those guys, it was you know, it was experience, and hopefully it'll help me as a player this year.
Something you can learn from the Giant, you know, JPPs, the way that the Giants, that defense is formed. Is anything that you'd like to take from that and apply to this, this defense with the pressure?
I mean, I was just fortunate, and I was happy to be around, you know, JPP. You know, not too many players get to be in that situation, and I was just happy to be around them, and do the things that he did, you know, and hopefully I can have, you know, the type of season that he had last year.
Did you see his ring?
Oh, no, he didn't.
That could be motivation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a lot of motivation. And you see, like, you know, things, you see, like, them on the bus, you know, after the Super Bowl, you know, it's a lot of motivation. And we want to do that same thing. But first we got to, you know, start here at training camp and just take it one day at a time.
Do you feel more limber and agile?
Oh, yeah. I always felt limber and agile. I feel like Gumby right now. I'm feeling pretty good.
Can you do the splits?
No, I'm sure if I tried, I probably could, but I play on 2 feet. I'm not a gymnast, you know. I don't do all that. If I had to, I will, but you know, hopefully I won't be on the bottom of the pile too many times.
Are those some special training camp socks?
A
new style?
Oh, no. I was doing a lot of stuff with Stance, you know, a sock company this off season, and they were able to, you know, give me some socks and, you know, these some cool socks that I have. I'm here with Gatorade and Beat the Heat program, and you know, the Beat the Heat program. It's in place to, you know, educate athletes about you know, staying you know, safe during the heat, having electrolytes and fueling themselves, you know, during these hot summer months. And you got to keep a lot of electrolytes, you know, in your system. I try to, you know, drink a lot of electrolytes and, you know, eat foods with a lot of electrolytes in them to keep me safe during these summer months. I play down at Texas A&M, and it's pretty tough down there in the heat. And, you know, Denver, it's a different, you know, element of hydration out here. You know, it's dry out here, and I try to, you know, put that out there, you know, for Gatorade.
The Aggies ready for the SEC.
Hey, if you ask me, I'm hoping we'll win the national championship. But on a realistic level, you know, moving to the SEC to give our guys, you know, a chance to play the best, you know, week in and week out. And we don't have to battle with that other school across the state anymore for recruits or anything like that. We have our own thing, you know, that we can be proud about, that we talk about, that we put in recruits' faces. You know, we got a lot of new facilities going up at Texas A&M. I was just there, you know, a couple of weeks ago. You know, got new uniforms. That seems to be the things that that gets, you know, kids to go to schools these days. And, you know, we got that. We got everything you could possibly want, you know, to be a big time college football player. We have that at Texas A&M now. Got a big time coach. He'll be able to go into any, you know, home and get any recruiting. You know, like I said, you know, I'm hoping we win a national championship just like every year. But, you know, on a realistic level, you know, we're playing the best week in and week out, and it's turning to make us be better. And our guys are, you know, you'll start to see more A&M guys, you know, making the league. You know, see more Ryan Tannehill, see more Todd Warnes, and you know, hopefully we can, you know, raise our program to a more prestigious level.
Excited to be able to play with all that cumbersome cast again.
Oh yeah, it was. You know, I never last season. I never ever, you know, questioned it. You know, it happened. You know, it was tough enough to play with two hands, to play in one and a half hands. You know, it was even more of a challenge. But I never, you know, really questioned it. It happened. You know, Coach Smith, and he told me, you know, you can't, you know, really use that. Now I got two hands. You know, that season I was able to do some things for our team, and you know, hopefully I can do some great things, you know, with two hands this year.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Get me.
Head up.
Yep.
All righty. I'll see you up there.